What's up, old man?
All right, man.
This is a very important event for retirees, our luncheon. It has always been well attended. I would suspect that we're going to have more people today because of the problems of the city of Detroit. My name is Bradford Nichols, retired as the director of the Bureau of Substance Abuse Detroit Health Department. Am I a friend of the city, or am I an enemy to be punished by the city?
I'm Juanita Hernandez. I was a housing inspector for the city. I worked for the city for 30 years. I feel that the retirees themselves have not really had an opportunity to express their need and their concern.
My name is Cheryl Williams. Most city employees did not make a wage where they could contribute to a 401k. Our salaries weren't as high. We made a sacrifice to be municipal employees.
I'm Victoria Tarondo. I've got pre-existing conditions. Now, I've got my Medicare, but of course, there's a 20% gap. And of course, I was promised, and I anticipate that the city will continue to fulfill that 20% gap in my health care coverage. That's why I worked 30 years for the city. We accepted less pay than the private sector was paying for the benefits. And of course I want them. I think the long-term debt does not justify a bankruptcy. I really don't believe it justifies that.
Well, I tell you, I'm confused now as to what's going on. And as a retiree, I don't like what's going on. My name is O.C. Gators, 42 years with the city. I had 42 years service with the city. Where do I go? To the bread line, soup line? That's where everybody put me.
43 years. Detroit Water and Sewage Department. Alan Van Kerkhove. It's frustrating because there's nothing I can do about it. Maybe as a group here, you know, we can do something. But things are being played out. I have no say.
I'm Darwina Wallace. I'm very angry. I mean, this is something I can understand, changing the process now. What I don't understand is how you can negate something that was negotiated and bargained for 20, 30 years ago. And then an outsider come in and say, you can't have that anymore.